I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in
here. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday Night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Now, if you didn't do so already, head over to our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. We're on MeWe. Click on organizations, scroll down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. We have a YouTube channel. If you do us a favor and head over there and click that subscribe button for us. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio. We enjoy it when you call in with your thoughts, your opinions, and anything else. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Now, if you're too shy to call in, we also have chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcasts. Now, for the past few years, missing, trafficked, murdered, you name it, has been getting worse, and we need to be the eyes, ears, and voices for those missing. So please, we ask that you share all flyers on all the platforms on social media. You could help be that one missing piece to that one missing person. Let's help bring them home. And as we always say, know something, say something. If you're too nervous or don't want to deal with the authorities, reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson, and we will forward any information we get to the proper authorities. Now, without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, Major Lorna Munson. And we have a special visitor tonight. Are you ready to find out who it is? Yeah, are you ready to find out who it is?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Are you there, special visitor?
Hi, guys. Is that Don? Good call, lady. Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, thank you.
I'm good.
I knew she was going to call. I talked to her for a few hours last night and a little bit today.
I'll reach out to you after the show, Lorna.
All right.
Oh, no, not you two together. Heck no.
Yeah, we got the shenanigans going on. We got a hole out back for you.
That's right. It's been a while. And I'm ready to catch up.
Yay!
Yeah, it's like I explained to Dawn today and last night that Monday night show, we just basically read through all the flyers of missing people, try to get people's attention to help share the flyers and get the word out.
Yeah.
The numbers are definitely going up. It's very concerning and sad.
Yes, especially Lorna and I have noticed there's certain parts of the country here, certain states that have like astronomical numbers.
Yeah.
Are they
Detroit,
Michigan?
What's that?
Did they originate from border states? Where our borders are?
One of our states is Detroit, Michigan.
Hmm. But there's a lot coming in by the borders, unfortunately.
Right.
They're trafficking them everywhere.
A lot of the stories we're going over, we're finding inconsistencies with, law enforcement.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That, too. They just blow them off as runaways, and they don't check into it for 48 hours at minimum.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just don't think the resources are there right now, which is sad. I mean, again, I had to look into everything before I make comments on it, but I don't believe that the resources are there.
Oh, that's
right.
Part of it, too, because of the scamdemic.
Yeah, I have to look into it before I comment on it.
Yeah, there's just a lot of these cases, it's sad because a lot of these cases, there's like also we question, it's like, is the family involved? Is somebody close to the family involved?
Which is usually the case.
Yeah, then I was checking into another topic on it, and a lot of it is cult kidnappings also.
Again, the origination of where it started at is what needs to be looked at and how they got to that place.
Well, I'm also
where were they before they got to Michigan? You know what I mean? That's the stuff that you need to find out at the start of the very beginning.
Yeah, it's like one of the groups I belong to. It's called the Underground Railroad. And the woman has written a book. I'm good friends with her now. She has saved so many children and adults. And the most recent was last weekend. She saved 3 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the numbers of, people that are being moved and nobody even knows they're being moved from certain locations to other locations. Like Lorna was saying, in cults or, homes, on the streets. I can't even imagine.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a few of them that have been where the opposite parent, the non-custodial parent, take them.
Yeah, we're coming across a lot of them.
Those ones seem to usually always end up getting caught, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's who the law enforcement looks at first, is the family and people with immediate contact.
Right. A lot of Native Americans are missing.
That's an error. I would not have guessed that, Lorna.
I know. And, lately, the last, maybe month, that's kind of slowed down a little bit, but that for the first couple weeks there for a while, every single missing person thing that we read was a Native American. All from that was the other, South Dakota.
And what do you know where they originated from?
Some of the stories tell us stories you have to like read between the lines to basically put two and two together to get a kind of roundabout area of where they're missing from.
Yeah, and so, probably about a quarter of them doesn't even have a phone number to report if you do see them.
Well, you would locate, contact local law enforcement and, missing trafficking. That's a resource that you go to. That's national.
And then I come across this other one that was on a garage sale site, and he was saying, looking for this, I don't know, she was like 12, 13 years old. I don't remember now how old she was, but right around in there, from Osceola, Wisconsin, which that's a town not too close from where I'm from. And here he was from Zimbabwe. So we're guessing he's a trafficker.
Yep, he probably came here. He got his card, or maybe he didn't get his card. And, now he has people from foreign countries coming in.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the first one for tonight. There's a $2,000 reward. Lorelee Layla McNabb. Information leading to the whereabouts of my baby girl. I miss her so much and need her back home with me and her siblings and both her dads. Her grandparents are just as distraught as we are. Our community has been amazing, and I am so thankful for every tiny lead or suggestion of where she could be. She is a white female, 5'2", 130 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She has a small tooth sitting up higher in her gums on the right side. She has acne scars on her forehead. She is diagnosed with social separation and general anxieties. She has meds to take but haven't. Her anxieties came her to pick at her face and lips. All right, whatever that means. Lorelai has lost at
least 15. That means she's a picker.
Wait a minute.
It was just the way that they announced it.
Right.
Hold on for a second. Is it acne or is it drug use? And nobody knows about it. How old is she?
How old is she? See, this is the other thing I can't stand. No age. It says that she was last seen in Arizona, or no, I'm sorry, Arkansas, Sunday, June 5th, between 4 and 6 a.m., last seen in a black sweatshirt with a Ouija board on it, with a white Batman backpack, Batman emblem on it, and sketch, like Batman drawing on it. Possibly wearing black Madden Girl combat boots. The right boot has white glue around the heel. Please contact Tor, Arkansas Police Department on Amy Mills, 870-783-0365.
This one is her mom, Jenna Shaw, is currently missing. Last time you heard from her was June 4th, and we texted slightly to each other. Last time she saw her personally was on May 13th around 5 p.m. I am not able to get a hold of her through text or by calling her and haven't been able to since June 4th. Please, if anyone has heard from her or talked to her from that time on the phone, I need to know immediately. She's
Lorna, what year was that?
It was just posted 10 minutes ago, so it doesn't have a year.
Yes, there's a lot of missing information that should be there. Her birthday should be there, when the year that she actually went missing.
Well, this one is posted by her daughter personally onto the site. This one, I don't know if she's reported it to the right people or not. It's just that she's looking for her.
I mean, it doesn't matter who reported it. That's irrelevant. That information needs to be in there.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah. Well, she's 5'5 tall and weighs around 155 pounds. She just turned 39 3 days ago, drives a silver 2010 Chevy Traverse, plate number EHF433. She has no idea what she's wearing or where she could be. Get your magic and find her mom, please. She has kids to care for. And this is another one that has no phone number. Or state.
See, they need to redo their flyers when they don't have all the pertinent information on them. That's what we're finding
now. Yeah, I mean,
the
local police should be on there. Their contact numbers, the year, the birth date. There's a lot of important information that's missing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this one comes out of Montello, Nevada. The search for missing Utah man Dylan Rounds is now in its third week and has expanded to include three states and the assistance of the FBI. Dylan Rounds was last seen Saturday, May 28th, 2022, in Lucene, Utah, on the farm where he was working. Family members last heard from him when he called his grandmother on the morning of Saturday, May 28, 2022. Dylan apparently called several family members after having a weird run-in with a guy on a gravel road shortly before his disappearance. The man was walking down the gravel road barefoot. He flagged Dylan down, who was in his truck. He asked to use Dylan's phone and was acting erratically. Dylan felt the man was dangerous and may have been high. When he asked Dylan for a ride, Dylan did not give him a ride, a member of his family said. The man was spotted in Montello, Nevada, several days later asking about Dylan, and there are reports that the man got a ride to Dylan's trailer on Saturday, May 28th. Police got a ping on Dylan's phone that was at or within a 15-mile radius, but Dylan's farm is within that radius. Last pinged on Saturday, 5/28 at 3:41 p.m. Dylan's boots were found during a search in the dirt roughly 100 yards from his truck in the opposite direction of his camper. According to officers, the boots had a spot of blood on them. The police kept them in the event of a possible cadaver dog search. Family members say Dylan often visited Montello, Nevada, which is 26 miles from Lucen, and is the last known place he was seen by someone else. A $20,000 reward is being offered for information leading to finding Dylan. Dylan is 19 years old, white male, with brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", weighs 160 pounds. Any information, call the sheriff's office at 435-723-5227 or 435-257-3131.
Ariana Waters. Go ahead.
Were the whereabouts of the guy that he thought was acting erratic ever found?
Yeah, apparently they were standing that same day. He was, or a couple days later, he showed up asking about Dylan.
Interesting.
Ariana Waters, nickname Half Pint, last seen June 15th, 2022, missing from St. Louis, Missouri. 13 years old, black female, black hair, brown eyes. Ariana was possibly abducted by a white male near the location of Minerva Ave and Montclair Ave in St. Louis, Missouri, sometime between 7 a.m. and 7:15 a.m. on 6/15/2022. Any information, call the St. Louis Metro Police Department at 314-231-1212 or call 911. Case number unavailable due to age.
Georgia.
Now that I've never
seen
before. Why should it matter how old they are if you give a case number?
It's a choice of the parent whether that information is let out to the public or not. She's a minor.
Okay.
So she's a minor.
Gotcha.
Carroll County Sheriff's Office in Georgia. Missing endangered juvenile, Kaylee Jones, white female, date of birth 24/2005. She has brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 135 pounds. She was last seen in the area of Whooping Creek Church Road in Carrollton on 6/14/2022. Unknown where she may be headed, unknown clothing, or who she is accompanied by. She requires medical care and could possibly be with someone she has met through certain apps online. She has no phone or vehicle with her. Her family is very worried. Please contact investigator Kim Biggs, if you have any information on her whereabouts, at 770-830-5916.
Bellaville, Illinois. Brianna, and this is a name, boy. It's R-A-U-S-C-H-K-O-L-B. 17 years old, missing since June 12, 2022. Female, white, light brown hair, green eyes, 5'3", 122 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Swansea Police, the Swansea Village Police Department in Illinois, or 618-233-8114.
Missing adult, Malcolm Myers from Youngstown, Ohio. Last seen on April 10th, 2022. Age at disappearance, 31. He's a black male, 5'11", 200 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He does have a full mustache and goatee. Malcolm was last seen April 10, 2022. Malcolm has a tattoo on his chest that says Stephanie. Malcolm has a bullet wound in his upper thigh buttocks with bullet still lodged inside. Scar on lower right calf. Malcolm was wearing a tan and black windbreaker, jeans, and black and gold Puma shoes. His car was found at an abandoned house at 412 Cleveland, Youngstown, Ohio, with the license plates ripped off and the keys thrown in the bushes. The house was burned to the ground a few days after the car was located. The car is maroon burgundy 2006 Chevy Impala. Malcolm may have ties to Pennsylvania and Ohio. Any information, call Youngstown Police Department Detective Robert Gentile at 330-742-8236.
Shannon Law. Last contact, April 20th, 2022, missing from Houston, Texas. Date of birth, 8-7-1985, 36 years old, white female, 5'7", 110 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, snake tattoo on right forearm. She was last seen at a Greyhound bus station near the 2100 block of North Main Street and left in an unknown direction. She's got a medical alert. She needs her medication. If you see her, call the Houston Police Patrol at 713-884-3131. Houston Police Missing Persons, 832-394-1840. Case number 729-774-22.
Alyssa Young. Missing since May 19, 2022, from Round Rock, Texas. Date of birth, November 3, 2005. White female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 100 pounds. Anyone have any information should call 911, 1-800-843-5678. Or the Round Rock Police Department in Texas at 1-512-218-5500.
Canal, Winchester, Ohio. Ayanna Davis, 15 years old, missing since May 19th, 2022. 15 years old, female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 125 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 at Fairfield County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 740-7900.
Killeen, Texas. Chazity Chaz Arthur, 23, was last seen on Thursday, June 2nd, 2022, in downtown Killeen. She is 5'2", 110 pounds, with black hair, dark brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a black sports bra, flower tights, and sandals. She has a medical condition that requires medication and may cause her to behave in unexpected ways or become disoriented. She does not have a phone, money, or anything other than the clothing on her back, and she has no local friends. If you see her or know where she is, please contact Killeen Police Department at 254-501-8800 or the Bell County Crime Stoppers at 254-526-8477.
Missing 758 days. Michael McKinney, last seen on 5/22/20 in Hamilton. His car was located in Houston Woods on 5/25/20. His cell phone and other personal items. He's 5'8", 140 pounds, two full sleeves of tattoos, short brown hair and red beard. Any information regarding Michael or has seen him, contact the Ohio Department Detective Matthew Cruz at 513-734-2730, extension 236, or the Fairfield Township Detectives at 513-784-4176. Private Investigator John Sain, 937-974-6026. They want to bring him home. And donations can be made at Fifth Third Bank, Pound Find Michael McKinney, and through GoFundMe.
Jasmine Mendez, since March 23rd, 2022, from Glen Heights, Texas. 17 years old. It says she's a white female, but she looks like she could be mixed with Hispanic, because she looks more Hispanic than she does white. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 4'11", 107 pounds. Jasmine was last seen on March 23rd, 2022. She may still be in the local area. She does have both ears pierced and wears a church necklace of some sort. Anyone have any information should call 911 or 1-800-843-5678.
Fort Scott, Kansas. Haven Kaylor, 18 years old, missing since June 24th. 2021. She's 18 years old, female, white, sandy hair, blue eyes, 5'8", 135 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 at Fort Scott Police Department in Kansas, or 620-223-1700.
Raven Kutch, last seen the week of May 16, 2022. In San Francisco, California. 19-year-old male, Native American from the tribe Chippewa Cree, brown. Hair, partial cleft lip on the top left, tattoo of a teardrop under his eye. He does have PTSD. Any information, call the San Francisco Police Department at 415-553-0123. Case number 22038-1012.
Rapid City Police Department is currently seeking the public's help to locate 11-year-old Jonathan Black Smith, Police have checked numerous locations since he was discovered missing this afternoon. He was last seen around 10 p.m. yesterday at the 2500 block of Nusky Drive. Any information about his whereabouts, call 605-394-4131. And this is a Native American kid, and that's all the information they give me.
All right, this is a cold case. Jared Green was last seen leaving his family's home in Searcy, Arkansas on 9/30/1994. He had expressed concern for his safety, and his car was found abandoned 3 days later with the windows down and keys inside. If you have any information regarding Jared, contact Adam Sexton with the Searcy Police Department. White male, 6 foot, hazel eyes. His current age is 48, 155 pounds, brown hair. Contact Adam Sexton, Searcy Police Department at 501-593-3401.
Raytown, Missouri. Xavier Gaines, 13 years old, missing since June 6, 2022. 13 years old, male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 190 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Raytown Police Department in Missouri, or 816-737-6020.
Lost in Texas, Lauren Thompson from Carthage, Texas. Missing January 10th, 2019. Two-year-old Lauren Thompson mysteriously vanished after calling 911 to report someone chasing her in Panola County, Texas, on January 10th, 2019. Deputies tracked her vehicle and found it abandoned near a wooded area. Lauren was thought to be wearing dark-colored leggings and a dark hoodie. Lauren has a tattoo of a large butterfly on her lower back, and she has permanent eyeliner. If you have seen 32-year-old Lauren Thompson since her reported disappearance, if you know of her current whereabouts or any information whatsoever concerning Lauren's disappearance, please call the Panola County, Texas Sheriff's Office at 903-693-0333 or call Texas Equisearch at 281-309-9500. Her hair is brown, eyes brown, 5'5". 135 to 190 pounds.
Let's see. Active search and rescue at Sunlight Creek Bridge. The Park County Sheriff's Office search and rescue has been activated and will be searching for a missing person near the Sunlight Creek Bridge on Thursday, June 9th, 2022 at 4:48 p.m. The Park County Sheriff's Office Communications Center received a report that a 2018 red Jeep Wrangler with an Indiana registration had been parked in the above area for a couple of days and no one had been around it. It has been determined that the vehicle has been there since at least Sunday, June 5th, 2022. The vehicle is registered to Lance Daghy, D-A-G-H-Y, who has been listed as a missing person from Hobart, Indiana. Daghy is a white male, 5'6", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and sandy blonde hair. Star is in the area with ground teams to try and locate Doggy, D-A-G-H-Y. It is unknown as to whether he has appropriate equipment and supplies for a multiple-day stay in the wilderness. It has been reported that he has no real backpacking or camping experience. He has no known ties in the area. Star and the Park County Sheriff's Office are asking for anyone who has seen him, has had contact with him in the last week, or who may have knowledge of his whereabouts to call 307-527-8700 or 307-754-8700.
June 14, 2022. State police in Ogdensburg, New York, are searching for Brittany L. Snyder, 23, of Ogdensburg. She was last physically seen on April 12, 2022, and last heard from by phone on June 5, 2022. She is last known to be in Syracuse, New York. She's a white female, 5'5", approximately 170 pounds, with blonde hair, blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to please contact Cooper Ashley at 315-379-0012.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Tamara Campbell, 12 years old, missing since May 24, 2022. Female, black, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 110 pounds. She may still be in the local area. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. That's the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana, or 317-327-3811.
Jerrica Landon, missing since March 26, 2022, from Portland, Oregon. 15-year-old white female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 140 pounds. Don't hesitate to call if you have any information. Call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or the Portland Police Department in Oregon at 1-503-823-3333.
Williams County in Bryan, Ohio. Dakota Blaine Clifford, 22 years old, 5'4", 165 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. On 3/13/2022, Dakota Blaine Clifford was reported missing. He was last seen by his family when he left his Bryan residence in the morning of 3/13/2022. Dakota Clifford left his house on foot with his cell phone sometime after 0900 in the morning on 13/22. He was wearing... March 2022. He was wearing black sweatpants, black jacket, not a hoodie, black tennis shoes, and a blue knitted beanie. Any information, call the Dakota Police. If you have any information about Dakota, please call the Bryan Police Department at 419-633-6050.
Kylie Arnold, missing since May 9th, 2022, from Talladega, Alabama. 15-year-old white female, brown hair, green eyes, 5'2", 85 pounds. Kylie may still be in the local area or may travel to Lincoln or Clanton, Alabama. She may dye her hair blonde, and she may wear glasses. Call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or the Talladega Police Department in Alabama at 4162.
Josyn, oh, I can't pronounce this name. Josyncia Hornbeck, 13-year-old female from Rapid City, South Dakota, missing since May 31st, 2022. Any information, call 605-394-4131. She's a Native American by the from what I can tell. And she would wear glasses. Gardner, Kansas. Hey Lee Say, 17 years old, missing since May 29, 2022. 17 years old, female, Asian, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 115 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 at Gardner Police Department in Kansas, or 913-856-7312.
Kara Cox from Oklahoma, missing since May 15, 2022. 41 years old, was last heard from on May 15, 2022. The family states Kara was left at a truck stop in Arizona near Twin Arrows Casino. The family also states her car was abandoned in Seminole, Oklahoma at a truck stop. Her ex-boyfriend is a truck driver and inconsistently reports leaving her at a rest stop in Arizona on May 20th. Kara is described as a white female, 5'5", 170 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She has a green Care Bear tattoo on her right shoulder and a purple round birthmark on her left shoulder blade. If you have any information regarding this case, please contact the Seminole County Sheriff's Department at 405-382-3434. Case number hashtag 22-0536.
42-year-old Monica Bercier Wicker called Mona by her friends and loved ones to go have drinks with friends on the night of April 7th, 1993 in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Monica was a homebody and she enjoyed being social and traveling. She grew up in Belcourt, North Dakota on the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwa Reservation. She was Ojibwe. Monica was married and living with her husband and her youngest son from her current marriage. Her two eldest children lived with their father on the Standing Rock Reservation, and they were all on good terms. The night of April 7th, Monica's husband drove her to a bar called The Body Shop to have drinks with some friends after work. She didn't have her car, so she decided to get a ride with a couple she knew and another man she didn't know before that night. The couple dropped off the man, and Monica decided to ride with him. That was the last time she was seen alive. A missing persons report was filed on April 26, 1993. On May 16, 1993, a canoer found remains in the James River outside of Aberdeen. They were determined to be Monica's through dental records. Cause of death was undetermined due to the level of decomposition, but it was determined she was murdered. She was clothed when found. The couple and the man were all interviewed and released. Police say they are suspects, but they have never been publicly named, nor have there been any arrests. Mona loved to sing and dance. She was full of laughter. She was one of 10 siblings. Her children are still actively searching for answers for their mother's murder. Please call the Brown County Sheriff's with any information on the unsolved murder of Monica Bercier Wicker at 605-626-7100. there is a $10,000 reward.
Elizabeth Hine. Where are you missing from, honey? This is Elizabeth Hine, 12 years old. She ran away in Gresham, Oregon, sometime between 6:10 at 10:30 p.m. and 6:11 at 5:30 a.m. She is 12 years old. If seen, please call 911, as she is filed as a missing person. She's a white female, 5'6" tall, 140 pounds, with recently dyed dark brown hair. Elizabeth was wearing all black clothing, including a black beanie with graphics on it, and maybe carrying a black backpack. Anyone information on Hines' whereabouts is asked to call 911 and refer to case number 22-23989.
Still missing, close to 6 months, but no clue. Kindly help us locate him. Timothy Cazito, last contact December 19th, 2021. Missing from Los Angeles, California. Bald head, brown eyes, 6'5", 250 pounds. They don't give an age on him, but he looks like he's probably 50s on up in there. Any information, call 911 with immediate sighting or call LAPD at 877-527-3247 with any other information.
Samantha Snyder is still missing. Missing in action and no leads yet. If you know anything at all, please reach me. The last known contact was on May 5th. Sam was homeless and having a whirlwind of issues, and her friends were financially supporting her, and then all contact stopped. Any information, even a brief conversation between May 5th and today, will be really helpful for us to attempt to locate. Samantha, she goes by Samantha, Sam Snyder. She's a white.
You're sounding, we can't hardly hear you. You sound like you're in a tin can.
Sorry about that.
Get it together, you.
41-year-old white female. Approximately 5'4", 170 to 200 pounds, dark brown, black hair, and blue eyes. Please call or text with any information to 480-694-8460 and contact the Phoenix Police Department Missing Persons Unit at 602-534-2121, case number 22-896-632.
Family offering $10,000 for information on missing University of Chicago student Daewon Fan. The family of a missing University of Chicago student is offering a $10,000 reward for anyone with information leading to his location. Daewon Fan, 20, left his university dorm room on May 5th and has not been heard from since. According to the family's lawyer, Yulin Hu of Hung and Hu PC Law Firm, Fan's family lives in Beijing but brought in the firm to help find their son. He said there was an indication Fan had an unsatisfactory academic record, and his parents released the following statement telling the college sophomore not to be frustrated by things out of his control. The parents know you have tried your best in school, and they really appreciate all the hard work you put it in for yourself and for your family. The statement read, however, life is more than just being enrolled in a fine institution or accomplishing good grades. Perseverance, resilience, and determination are the qualities of we cherish. There is not a single task in your life that cannot be resolved, but the key is to always have an optimistic mentality. Ben was wearing a pair of black frame glasses and carrying a black backpack with the Edison label on the back when he last left his dorm. The family found a ticket under Fan's name from Chicago to San Antonio, but it is unclear if he used it, Hughes said Fan's disappearance has marked a difficult time for both his family and the entire Chinese American community in Chicago. Daiwen, we are here for you. We can talk you through whatever help you need, pass a message for you, and help you stay safe. Please reach out when you are ready, he wrote. The University of Chicago is working with the police and Fan's family to help in the investigation. Our thoughts are with Daiwen and his family, and we hope for his safe return, spokesman Gerald McSwagen wrote in a statement. The University Police Department is investigating Fan's disappearance. The UCPD is investigating this as a missing person case, not as a criminal investigation, school official said. The family has offered a $10,000 reward for anyone with information leading to Fan. Anyone with information regarding Fan's whereabouts or other aspects of this case are urged to contact the UPCD at 773-702-8181 or cops at uchicago.edu.
Greenville County Sheriff's Department in North Carolina. Deputies with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office are currently searching for 13-year-old Charlie LaAsia Young, believed to have run away. Charlie was last seen on East 8th Street in Greenville around 12 a.m. on 6/19/2022 and is believed to have left on foot. Charlie is described as a black female, 5'5", 110 pounds. Charlie has black hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a pink hoodie with an anime character on the front and blue jeans. Charlie has a scar on the left side of her neck that goes down to her shoulder. Deputies ask for anyone who sees Charlie to call 911 or to call the Greenville County Sheriff's Office at 864-467-5300.
Jalen Morgan, missing since May 18, 2022, from Huntington, West Virginia, 17 years old, female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'4", 120 pounds. Jalen's nose is pierced and she has a tattoo on her ankle. Jalen may use the alias date of birth as 11/28/2005. Her real birth date is January 28, 2005. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-THE-LOST. Kanawha County Sheriff's Office in West Virginia, or 304-357-0169.
Shelby Collins, a white female, height 5'2", 100 pounds, age 29, missing since June 4th, 2022. Last residence, North Tustin Boulevard in Anaheim, California. Last seen at the Sunset Inn in Costa Mesa. She has a sleeve of tattoos on her right arm, forearm, long blonde hair. Any information, contact the El Dorado County Sheriff at 530-621-5655.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, Miles Cloak, 13 years old, missing since June 6, 2022, male, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 127 pounds. He is black and white. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Minneapolis Police Department in Minnesota, or 612-673-3000.
Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Kennedy Petrie, 15 years old, last seen 6/10/2022. She's a black female, age 15, 5'6", 150 pounds, dark brown hair with reddish tint, $5,000 cash reward for her location and safe return. Any information may be even remotely helpful, please call us at 570-628-3792 or 570-622-1234, extension 1331.
Kaylee Wright, 14-year-old female, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, missing since June 1st, 2022. No description. She's Native American with brown hair. 605-394-4131.
Vanessa Boatman, missing since June 13th, 2022. From North Syracuse, New York, 13 years old, black female, 5'6", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She has a nasal ring and her ears, septum, and bridge of her nose are also pierced. Any information, contact the New York State Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 1-800-346-3543 or dial 911.
Today I found a man on the floor, dirty, twisting in pain. He was outside the public safety facility in front of the IXTAPA penalty. Everyone says he's crazy. I think, no, he's a man with a lot of pain in his soul, in his heart. He could not leave. He could not leave him thrown. He asked for help, so they called an ambulance. The answer of some cops is that he was crazy, drug addicts. Others say he is gay, to leave him there, lying down, twisting in pain in the ulcer legs and back. What's his name? I asked him, babbling. He said, Bill, like Bill Gates. He didn't say I'm Bill Gates. And the curious said he's crazy. He says he's Bill Gates. There are good cops that helped him. His name is Bill Liscom, a man originally from the United States, lives in California, has children in New Zealand. He is a cultured man who by some circumstances descended. I think he needs help and urgent before any day he wakes up dead and as a society, we also go lower than Bill. He's already at the general hospital. I've already talked to health authorities. I'll follow up with those who have to intervene in this issue of humanity. Contact her. Let's help the Lord return to his country. No description.
Riverdale, Georgia. On June 16, 2022, Clayton County police officers responded to the 10 block of Upper Riverdale Road, Riverdale, Georgia, about a missing person call. During the investigation, officers learned that Susan Mitchell was last seen on June 16, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the incident location. Mitchell was diagnosed with bipolar, schizophrenia, and hypertension. Susan Mitchell is a 60-year-old white female, 5'1", 170 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Susan Mitchell is encouraged to contact the Clayton County Police Department at 770-477-3550.
And commercial break.
Okay. For those of you new that just tuned in to us,
ouch,
be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defender 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our website by typing in all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from proceeds from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in the time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. We also have a YouTube channel. Do us a favor, head over there and hit that subscribe button for us. We're on MeWe. Click on organizations, scroll down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We are not a militia. For tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. If you're too shy to call, we also have a chat live chat room in our right here on Blog Talk during all of our broadcasts. So by all means, either way, jump in, give us your thoughts and opinions. They're always welcome and always appreciated. Now, we return back to your regularly scheduled programming with Lorna Munson.
Yay! Michigan, Tina Carter, 14 years old, missing since May 28, 2022. 14 years old, female, black hair, black eyes, 5'2", 250 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Detroit Police Department in Michigan, or 313-267-4000.
Darlie Patterson is still missing. There is an increasing concern for his safety. He is described as a 40-year-old white male, 5'10", slim build, and short dark hair. He may be associated to a red van. He was last seen on June 18, 2022 at 12:30 p.m. near the uptown area of New Westminster. I'm guessing this must be Canada. I don't see any information on their website. Oh, yeah, it is. It's Westminster, British Columbia, Canada.
All right. Saginaw, Michigan. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Did you get phone numbers?
The only one I said is, if observed, call 911.
Oh, okay.
Because again, it's it is British Columbia, Canada.
Right. Saginaw, Michigan. Sarah Beth Bottomley, 16 years old, missing since May 22nd, 2022. Female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 102 pounds. She may be in the local area or may travel to Battle Creek, Michigan, Fenton, Michigan, or Fort Wayne, Indiana. Her nose is pierced. She is Hispanic and white. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Thomas Township Police Department in Michigan, or 989-797-4580.
Nevaeh Williams, missing since May 27, 2022 from Covington, Tennessee. 15-year-old black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 160 pounds. When she was last seen, her hair was braided blonde and black. Don't hesitate. Anyone having information should contact, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or the Tipton County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee at 1-901-475-3300.
Lebanon, Indiana. Mara Ratty, 15 years old, missing since June 3rd, 2022. 15 years old, female, white, light brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 150 pounds. May still be in the local area, or she may be may travel to Elwood or Noblesville, Indiana. She wears glasses. Anyone with information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Lebanon Police Department in Indiana, or 765-482-1412.
RCMP Canada, looking for missing 18-year-old female. On June 15, 2022, Wetaskiwin RCMP received a report that Ashley Bowman, 18, was missing. Ashlyn was last seen on June 12, 2022 in Wetaskiwin. Family is concerned about Ashlyn's well-being. Ashlyn is described as a white female, 5'7", 140 pounds, medium complexion, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing a gray Thrasher sweater, black legging, white sneakers with green trim. There is a concern for Ashlyn's well-being. If you have any information as to Ashlyn's whereabouts, please contact the Wetaskiwin RCMP at 780-312-7267. If you want to remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or online at www.p3tips.com.
Cold case. Missing. Mason City, Iowa. Missing since June 27th, 1995. On June 27th, 1995, Jody was scheduled to anchor the morning news at KIMT-TV, but when she didn't show up at 3:30 a.m., a producer of the station, Amy Kunz, called her to wake her up. Amy later told investigators that Jody had overslept and that she explained that she would be there as soon as possible. Even though Jody lived only 5 minutes away from the station, Amy grew more worried as Jody missed her 6 a.m. newscast. Around 7 a.m., a coworker called the Mason City Police Department to request a welfare check to be done on Jody. It arrived shortly after. They immediately noted that Jody's new red Mazda Miata was still in the parking lot. Investigators also noted that many of Jody's personal items were scattered on the ground around her car. Once they entered Jody's apartment, they noted that nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Upon further investigation, police learned that neighbors from Jody's apartment complex heard a scream sometime around 4:30 a.m., as well as seeing a mid-1980s white Ford Econoline van in the building's parking lot around that time. Police also learned that Jody had spent a short amount of time the night before her disappearance at a friend named John Vince, V-A-N-S-I-C-E-S's home to watch a videotape from her birthday party earlier that month. Jody had reported to police around 9 months prior to her disappearance that she believed she was being stalked by a man in a white truck while out jogging. She also mentioned this to friends and shared her concern about leaving for work while it was dark. Jody had also been hoping to leave her job in Mason City and try to get a job in the Twin Cities TV station closer to her hometown. Since her disappearance, a nonprofit organization named Find Jody, Inc., was created by TV journalists Josh Benson and Gary Peterson in order to keep Jody's case in the spotlight. The organization erected 4 billboards in 2018 in an attempt to bring in more information regarding her disappearance. In January of 2020, one of their billboards was vandalized with the words Frank Stern's Machine Shed written in yellow paint across the bottom of the billboard, mentioning a retired investigator in Jody's case. The Mason City Police Chief does not believe that is a tip, but instead was written by someone with their own agenda. In 2001, Jody Sue Huzentrout was declared legally dead. Jody is described as being a 27-year-old Caucasian woman with blonde hair and brown eyes, who was 5'4 to 5'5 and weighed 110 to 115 pounds at the time of her disappearance. Date missing, June 27, 1995. Birth date, June 5, 1968. 54 years old is her current age. She was 27 years old at the age of incident. The NAMIS number is MP402. She's white, female, 5'3", 5'4", 110 to 120 pounds, and blonde hair. And I don't have any phone numbers.
Annabelle Wilson, missing from Wichita, Kansas, missing since January 12, 2022, age 18, white female, 5'5", 180 pounds, black hair, brown eye. Annabelle Wilson went missing from Wichita, Kansas, January 12, 2022. Okay, if you have any information regarding Annabelle's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9452.
Where is Lorenzia? Lori Tucker. It's a cold case again. She's a black African-American, missing since February 1st, 2011 from East Chicago, Indiana. She was 30 years old when she went missing. Current age is 42. Name is Lori. She's 5'5 to 5'9, 110 to 130 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes, a short black jacket, and a with the baby fat logo and a knit cap with ear flaps. Got facial freckles, mole on forehead, and a black mole on the left side of her lower lip. She also has psoriasis, a skin condition around her hairline. Her ears are pierced. She was last seen on February 1st, 2011. She had gone to Chicago, Illinois to get her tax refund. She collected it at approximately 2 p.m. and made a phone call and asked someone to pick her up. She never returned home and has never been heard from again. It's uncharacteristic of Tucker to leave without warning, and she never cashed her tax refund check. Any information regarding Lorenzo or Lorenza, call East Chicago Police Department at 219-660-0000. Agency case number 11EC28996.
Elena Draper, missing since June 8, 2022. Missing from Jacksonville, Florida. 15-year-old black female, 5 feet 2, 105 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Last time she was seen, her hair was dyed auburn, but she may change her hair color. If you have any information, please call the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in Florida at 1-904-630-0500.
Another cold case. Where is Kevin Hawkins? Male, white, Caucasian, missing since July 10th, 2018 from Spencer, Indiana. He was 56 years old when he went missing. His current age is 60. He's 5'8", 145 pounds, gray salt and pepper hair, gray eyes. He was last seen in Spencer, Indiana on July 10th, 2018. He was homeless at the time of his disappearance and stayed in Owen County, Indiana. He had a small campsite alongside the railroad tracks near the White River and would store his belongings there and often stay there. In spite of his lifestyle, it's uncharacteristic of him to be out of touch with his family and not let them know his whereabouts. Kevin is non-threatening, and due to his homeless status, he may be in danger. Any information regarding Kevin, please contact Owen County Sheriff's Department at 812-829-4874, agency case number P18-00742.
Corday Tremaine Brown, missing from Hutchinson, Kansas, June 17, 2022, age 14, black male, 5'5" to 5'7", 120 to 130 pounds, black hair with black dreadlocks, dark brown eyes. Cordae Tremaine Brown is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Hutchinson, Kansas on June 17th. Cordae is 14 years old. He is five. Well, I already gave that description. If you have any information regarding Corday's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, please call the Hutchinson, Kansas Police Department at 620-694-2816.
Another cold case, Joplin, Missouri. Sarah Burton, 29 years old, missing since July 16, 2018. Light brown hair, blue eyes, 5'7" at the time of her disappearance. Weight 170 pounds at the time of her disappearance. Female, white. FBI is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the individuals responsible for the disappearance of Sarah Burton. Sarah Burton, age 29 at the time of her disappearance, was last seen on July 16, 2018 in the vicinity of <laughs> 10th Street and Rex Avenue in Joplin, Missouri. Sarah was reported missing on July 20, 2018 by her mother. There have been no reported sightings or contacts from Sarah since her disappearance. The FBI Kansas City Division is assisting in the Joplin Police Department with the department's ongoing investigation into Sarah's disappearance. Submitted tips with individuals with information concerning the disappearance of Sarah Burton should immediately contact the Joplin Police Department at 417-623-3131, extension 440, field office, or 440 in Kansas City. I gave her a description. Yeah, okay. I'm done.
Bethel Springs, Tennessee. Trevion Gray, 16-year-old boy, was last seen July 20th, 2021 in Bethel Springs, Tennessee. He has black hair and brown eyes. He's a black male. Trevion is 5'7", weighs 137 pounds. He may use the alias date of birth of 12-2-2005. He does have dreadlocks. If anyone has information about Trevion, call 911 or the McNary County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee at 1-731-645-5700.
Another cold case. Lorenzo Ruiz, male Hispanic Latino, missing since January 1st, 2017 from Cicero, Illinois. 49 years old when he went missing. His current age is 55. His nickname is Larry. He's 5'9", 180 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, mustache, small goatee at time of disappearance, tattoo of a skull wearing a loop hat on his right shoulder. I think you did this one, didn't you? Tattoo of... Huh?
It doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, okay. Tattoo of a skull wearing a top hat on right shoulder, last seen wearing a black coat, blue jeans, and white jewelry. Ruiz was last seen on Austin and Roosevelt in Cicero, Illinois on January 1st, 2017. He is part-time homeless by choice and may be in homeless communities. If you have any information regarding Lorenzo, contact the Berwyn Police Department at 708-795-5600. Agency case number 17-00948.
Jeremy Knowles, missing from Wichita, Kansas since May 9, 2022, 41-year-old, white male, height 6'1", 210 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. He has multiple tattoos. He's got a mustache and goatee. The left side of his neck, and well, both sides of his neck have tattoos on them. If you have any information regarding Jeremy's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, please call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4407.
Jamie Joe Tate, last seen August 1st, 2020 on the west side of Indianapolis, Indiana. Blue eyes, brown hair with pink tips, 5'6", 120 pounds. Reward being offered to recovery and arrest. If seen, call Detective Jay Burton at 317-327-6186. Another cold case. Where is Andrew Andy Stoffel? Missing since December 1st, 2008 from Rockford, Illinois. 28 years old when he went missing. His current age is 42 years old. Andy, nicknames are Mobius FX, Andy, and Drew. He's 5'8 to 5'10, 180 to 185 pounds, red hair, maybe bald. Green eyes, Andrew has freckles on his body and face, and one of his ears had a small hole in it. He would also have healed scars from ear piercings on both earlobes. Andrew was last seen by his family on Thanksgiving of 2008, and they had lost contact with him in the beginning of December. Around Christmas of said year, they were told by an acquaintance that he moved to Florida with an unknown stranger after his birthday. The truck Andrew was driving when he went missing was a white Ford truck with ladders attached for painting jobs. As far as family knows, the truck has never been found. Any information, call the Rockford Police Department at 779-500-6692, case number 16-081417.
Kennedy Burke. Last seen June 10th, 2022 in Pottsville, PA. 15-year-old, black female, 5 feet 6 inches, 150 pounds, dark brown hair. $1,000 reward for location safe return.
You're in a can again.
Kennedy was last seen on Friday, June 10th, 2022, around 11 p.m., dropping off a friend at Brock Cell Market in Pottsville on 16th Street. She has not contacted any family or friends and has not been active on social media since. It is believed she may be with a male she met online. Any information, call the Schuylkill County Emergency Management at 570-622-3739 or the Pottsville Police Department in Pennsylvania at 570-622-1234, extension 1331.
Loves Park, Illinois. Denise Allen, 14 years old. Missing since May 18, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 130 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Love Department in Illinois, or 815-282-2600.
Oklahoma. ECPD is attempting to locate Aliyah Lowe, 15-year-old white female, 5'4", 160 pounds, brown hair. Last seen wearing black shirt and shorts. Special information, except as otherwise specifically provided by law, every person who shall knowingly or willfully cause, aid, abet, or encourage a minor to be, to remain, or to become a delinquent child or runaway, upon conviction shall, for the first offense, be guilty of a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment in a county jail not to exceed 1 year, or by fine not to exceed $1,000. It's the Elk City...
Hey, Bob.
Western Elk City, Western Oklahoma Police Department. I don't have a phone number. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I do. Any information, call 580-225-1212.
I can't believe there were concussions for that. That's unbelievable. That's against a minor. I can't believe repercussions for that. Up to 1 year,
right?
In prison. That's friggin' unbelievable.
And only $1,000 fine.
Wow. Sorry. It just made
me
angry.
No, you're good.
Rapid City, South Dakota, Kevin Peterson. Last seen on June 4th, 2022, Native American, 14 years old. he's got short hair, and it's got it's parted way over on the side. If you have any information on his whereabouts of Kevin, contact the Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131. Another cold case. Ray Allison Berwanger, female, white Caucasian, missing since March 5th, 2019 from Priest River, Idaho. She was missing at 53 years old. Her current age is 57 years old. She's 5'6", 170 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. She was last seen at a residence in Priest River, Idaho on March 5th, 2019. She has never been heard from again. In May 2019, Jordan Jared Law was arrested on charges of bank fraud and lying to police. He allegedly used Berwanger's debit card to withdraw $1,200 from her account in $400 increments. In the days after her disappearance, he was her He allegedly used Berwanger's debit card to withdraw $1,200 from her account in $400 increments in the days after her disappearance. He was her former boyfriend and roommate. Any information regarding Ray, please contact Bonner County Sheriff's Office at 208-263-8417, agency case number 19-003973.
Pennsylvania Bolo, Carl Oberholzer Lead, was last seen on June 14, 2022 at his residence in Reamstown, PA. His clothing description is unknown, but he usually wears sweatpants and a t-shirt. Carl is bipolar, schizophrenic, and is off his medications. He is known to be a danger to himself when in this state. When Carl gets in his unmediated state, he does not have the mental capacity to care for himself. He drives a navy blue Mazda 3 with a rusted gash underneath the back right passenger door with unknown Pennsylvania tags. It is possible that Carl could have traveled to the D.C. area. The family has been unsuccessful in filing a missing persons report with their local police. Anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact your local law enforcement office or dial 911. He does have a full beard and mustache.
What was
the
age again, Bob?
What's that, Beth?
What was his age again? Does it say?
38.
Wow.
He's got black hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 300 pounds.
There's more to that case as law enforcement will look into it. That might be the discrepancies that you guys are seeing. And not just this case, but other cases.
Right.
He doesn't have the mental capacity to take care of himself, but yet he can get a driver's license.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There's more to the case than what's being presented.
Absolutely. Lorain, Ohio. Wyatt Bell, 15 years old. Community to help. Lorain Police is asking the community to help find 15-year-old Wyatt Bell, who was reported as a missing runaway. He is described by police as 6 feet tall, 125 pounds, with brown hair, brown eyes. Police said he is possibly traveling to Tennessee and maybe with friends in the area. Call Detective M. Murphy at 440-204-2148 if you have seen or know where he may be.
Wilmington, North Carolina. The Wilmington Police Department is looking for Pauline Lindsay Merritt. Merritt is 56 years old, 5'6" tall, and 150 pounds, white female with brown eyes, brown hair. She was last seen on June 11th between 3 and 4 p.m. at the 4100 block of Oleander Drive, wearing a t-shirt, jeans. Police believe she may be traveling on foot. If you see her, please dial 911. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 910-343-3609.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Zemira Wright, 14 years old, missing since June 4th, 2022. Native American, and no description, but she's got really light brown hair. Any information, call Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Noah Slattery, missing from Garden City, Kansas, June 16, 2022, age 15. He's a white male, 6 foot two, 130 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Noah Slattery is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Garden City, Kansas on June 16, 2022. He's 15 years old. He has brown hair, hazel eyes. Any information regarding Noah's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, call the Garden City, Kansas Police Department at 620-276-1300.
Another cold case. Cynthia Louise Carmack, 15 years old at time of disappearance, disappeared from a shopping center in Parkamo Avenue in Hamilton, Ohio on June 26, 1987. Although some agencies state the date as September 20, 1988, and not exactly sure why. She was reported missing by her parents, Alex and Carrie Alice Carmack, and authorities decided from the very beginning that she was a runaway. Others think that she may have been a victim of serial killer Larry Dwayne Hall, but I think that we need to know more about her before establishing her possible fate. Did she have a history of leaving home? Did she have a boyfriend? Have any of her close friends been interviewed? Did they know about a boyfriend that her family didn't know about? There are a few scenarios here. Did she, in fact, run away? It's unlikely after this much time for her not to contact anyone. Was she seeing a man and ran off with him to start a new life? This is also very possible as time went on. She had a new life and it became harder and harder to contact anyone from her past. Or was she abducted from the shopping center? This is also very possible. He was born on October 25th, 1971, 5'2", 125 pounds, with brown hair, blue eyes, and DNA and dental records are available. Her father died in 1990. Her mother passed away in 2007. Her sister has also since passed away, but she has two brothers who are searching for her. Detective Smith can be reached at the Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-1273, agency case number 888-482-0711.
Morgan Holderman, missing since May 27, 2022, from Columbia, Missouri. 17-year-old white female, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'7", 170 pounds. She may travel to Cole County or St. Louis County, Missouri. Morgan may wear glasses. She does have shoulder-length hair, but in one of the pictures, and it seems recent, she's got shoulder-length dark hair. Anyone with having information, call 911 or the Columbia Police Department, Missouri, at 1573-442-6131.
Sarah Faith Louise Steele, 27-year-old female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 115 pounds, 5 feet. Sarah Faith Louise Steele was released from the Randolph County Jail in Huntsville, Missouri on May 25, 2022, with 48 hours to get to her mother's home in Lexington, Nebraska. Angie Miller, Sarah Steele's mother, spoke with her daughter for the last time on May 30, 2022. Sarah told her mother that she was just walking around Moberly, Missouri on May 30, 2022, and Angie Miller has not heard anything from her daughter since. Sarah has two flesh-colored moles on the right side of her nose, and she may or may not be wearing glasses. If anyone knows anything about the whereabouts of Sarah Faith Louise Steele, you're asked to contact Angie Miller, Sarah's mother, at 308-325-8115.
Shaquan Henson, missing from Kansas City, Kansas, June 13, 2022. 17-year-old black female, 5'4", 160 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Shaquan Henson is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Kansas City on June 13th. If you have any information regarding Shaquan's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, please call the Kansas City Police Department at 915-596-3000.
Oh, that Esther girl they determined it was a runaway. She was located safe.
Good.
And that one is deceased. That don't tell me much. All right. Toledo, Ohio. Caesar Boston Gromer, 15 years old, missing since 6-6-2021. 15 years old, male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 120 pounds. He may still be in the local area or may travel to Detroit, Michigan. He may be in need of medical attention. Anyone with information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Toledo Police Department in Ohio, or 419-245-3340. This one don't give no information at all. Just that her name is Sarah. 5 foot, blonde hair, blue eyes with an owl tattoo on her arm. And her picture shows she's wearing glasses. No phone number, no nothing. No last name, no hair color, no eye color. Horton, Kansas, Blake Kaler, 16 years old, missing since May 22, 2022. male, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 6 feet, 235 pounds. Blake may travel to Billings, Montana. Anyone with information should contact the 1-800-843-5678, the Houlton Police Department in Kansas, or 785-364-2174. Dayton, Ohio. Lamar Hammond, 13 years old, missing since May 25th, 2022, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9". He is black and white. He may still be in the local area. If you have any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Dayton Police Department in Ohio, or 937-333-2677. Are you still with me, or am I all by my lonesome?
Yeah, I'm. My page was just updating.
Oh, okay. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Anaya McKnight, 12 years old, missing since May 25th, 2022. Female, black, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 190 pounds. Anyone with information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Minneapolis Police Department in Minnesota, or 612-673-5702.
Come on.
I'm waiting for the, okay. Oh, almost had it. Cold case. Bloomington, Indiana, missing since June 3rd, 2011. One of the most covered unsolved cases in a college town, the disappearance of Lauren Spearer at Indiana University is still cold 10 years later. Lauren Spearer was a junior at Indiana University of Bloomington, Indiana, studying apparel merchandising in 2011. A native to Scarsdale, New York, Lauren had a tight group of friends on and off campus that makes her now 10-year disappearance even more. Ah, damn it. I got a thing that blocked in front of what I was reading. Lauren's case has received a lot of media attention since she went missing, including national coverage from the likes of Nancy Grace and People's Magazine, but there are still so many unresolved questions from that night, including the biggest, where is Lauren? Did you do this one?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. She was leaving an apartment with a friend, David Ron. The two went to another mutual friend's apartment, Jay Rosenbaum. Does that sound familiar?
It does.
Well, I'll just keep going. The two went to another mutual friend's apartment. Jay Rosenbaum, Lauren, David, and Jay had plans to meet up with Jay's neighbor. I remember doing this one last week, too. Corey Rosman. There were approximately 10 people at Corey's apartment with reports of heavy drinking and drug use. By midnight, David head back to his apartment at Smallswood Plaza and per surveillance footage, he isn't seen leaving the apartment again until around 11 a.m. the next morning. By 1:46 a.m., Lauren goes to Kilroy Sports Bar and is later seen leaving the bar with Corey Rossman by 2:27 a.m. Lauren leaves behind her shoes at the bar because the bar has a sand-covered patio. After leaving the bar, there is a lot of back and forth from various friends' homes before she was last seen. By 2:30 a.m., Lauren and Corey are seen at the Smollett Plaza but are confronted by Zach Oates and three others who are concerned about Lauren. Zach Oates and Corey have a verbal altercation before Zach punches Corey in the face. Lauren and Corey leave Smollett Plaza. Security camera shows Lauren and Corey exiting the alley near Smallwood at 2:51 a.m. and walking towards the 5 North Townhomes where mutual friends live. When they return back to Smollett Plaza at Corey's apartment where his room tries to at Corey's apartment where his room mate tries to convince Lauren to sleep over instead of walking back to her apartment, but she refuses. Lauren then heads over to Jay's apartment next door by 4:15 a.m. where she borrows Jay's phone to call David and another unidentified friend, but neither of them picks up the phone. By 4:30 a.m. on June 3rd, 2011, Jay says he last saw Lauren at the intersection of 11th Street and College Ave, heading south on College Ave, barefoot, wearing black leggings and a white shirt. She was last seen barefoot, wearing black leggings. They repeated themselves and made me do it. By the afternoon of June 3rd, Lauren's boyfriend tries to get in contact with her, but is contacted by an employee at Kilroy's Porch Bar to let him know that Lauren had left her phone there. Lauren's roommate meets up with her boyfriend to try to find Lauren. Her friends call to report her missing to the Bloomington Police Department shortly after that. Lauren's sister, Rebecca, calls around to family to let them know that Lauren has been reported missing. Lauren's mother, Charlene, starts calling local hospitals while her father, Robert, calls her boyfriend, who was at the police station. Lauren's parents arrive in Bloomington the very next day. 3 days later, the community... Really?
Yep.
The community gathered to search for Lauren throughout the Bloomington area, including Smollett Plaza, where she's last seen. 2 days later, police reveal that there were 10 people of interest. Volunteers continue to coordinate search efforts, but there is no sign of Lauren. I know there's still a lot more. And no phone number. I'll just stop. I did this one last week, too.
Another great show. Dawn, thanks for being with us. I know you signed off already. God bless America. God bless our children, veterans, first responders, military. God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.